Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have John W. Spring here, and I'm seeing some kind of signs that don't look good. Number one, over the weekend you sent me information regarding John Lightning Bolt, and of course the man was involved with previous negotiations with Kim's father, which fell through. He's got a long-term history of being a PNAC member of Project for the New American Century and CFR. He's a warmonger and doesn't want to really have peace. He would like to push the button to start a military conflict, or at least a threat of one hanging over us like Damocles' sword. Now they're talking about delays. Today he's meeting with Moon Jae-in from South Korea, the new president. It looks like even if there is a meeting, even with Pompeo's kind of plan of a very good, tasty carrot, I have a feeling that these talks are not going to work. They suspended the so-called talks with China regarding trade negotiations, which means that the national security issues, the 301 issues, are not being dealt with, which is intellectual property theft. And the fact that that already the four big banks in China have violated the International United Nations Agreement of Sanctions against North Korea, as far as I'm concerned, the chances of this going through under the current regime with John Lightning Bolt and Mike Pompeo there around Trump is about 10%. I'm not really hopeful that this is going to work. And the fact they're talking about delay now after meeting Moon Jae-in does not look promising, does it?
No, it doesn't, Dr. Deagle. And you can emphasize again that John Bolton, as long as he is our national security advisor, Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, will not meet with President Trump. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in is very concerned about John Bolton, and so are most South.
Well, he was also involved with the Libyan issue, Bolton, and of course we know what happened in Libya. That, you know, as Hillary Clinton says, as the Secretary of State, we came, we saw, he died, and she cackled. In fact, she could probably make money today if she actually recorded that cackle and sold it to Hollywood.
Yes.
Because she's a high-level female witch. And the fact that she's on a book tour and she was just doing the commencement speech at Yale is disgusting. It brings Yale way down a bunch of notches, taking that maniac in there. And then she's bringing a Russian hat, trying to play the Russiagate thing still with the so-called joke. Believe me, woman, you're never going to make it in comedy. If you're going to think you're going to get $500K for a speech in Russia anymore, it's over, okay? But she is disgusting. And the fact that Yale would actually have her in commencement speech is ridiculous. What I see happening is when the IG's report comes out early, maybe this week or early next, everybody's going to be in trouble. The Congress is calling for a second special counsel with the winding down of Mueller's ridiculous witch hunt and scam-tastic deal, which should be shut down. And in fact, if he doesn't shut it down, Trump needs to fire Sessions and Rosenstein, who is another criminal. So all these criminals are going to end up soon wearing orange jumpsuits and being leg irons in prison. They're not going to have a fun day here. And if they don't do it, just like at the end of the disastrous 28-29 financial collapse with the bond market collapse, if we don't do it, America is going to be in a desperate state, which means we're not going to have true politics anymore. We're going to have political gamesmanship where they turn intelligence operations, which they did against the so-called Russians, and you hear Brennan trying to excuse it, being paid a big fat salary at CNN, saying, we weren't investigating the Trump regime. We were just simply making that the intel operations that Russia wasn't manipulating the elections. Pile of crap. This maniac needs to go to prison, as well as Clapper and all the other lying pieces of human garbage. And we need to make sure we clean up our act here, or America's not going to be America anymore with the rule of law. And unfortunately, we got idiots around Trump. I don't think Trump's getting your messages, and I'm really ticked off about it. And he's going to screw this up. I think, as I said a few weeks ago, if I keep on getting letters with a new stamp on your letter returned from the White House staff, I said soon we're going to have enough to have wallpaper on the White House with the political BS we're getting from the Trump administration. We're not getting straight upness, are we?
No, we're not. And by the way, Dr. Deagle, I received another copy of the same identical letter with the updated date put on it. This really insults my intelligence, and more than that, it insults the well-being of the American people, because this is a time when America needs to have the best information given to the President of the United States when we are in the North Korean missile crisis. People keep forgetting, and every day they should remind themselves, we are in a missile crisis. Far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis, which would have obliterated this nation back in 1963. But unfortunately, the Trump administration is apparently controlled by civil servants that have been carried over from the Obama and previous Bush and Clinton administrations, and as a result, the message is not getting to him, or else he is very adamant about receiving any outside information, which is really a very sad situation. Regarding John Herman Cox, the political candidate for governor of California that apparently has been endorsed by...
Yeah, I see so many ads for Cox, it's disgusting. And this guy, when you look at the CV, it's like, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't belong in politics in any form, but Democrat, Republican, or God, he shouldn't be dog catcher.
Yes, and he claims that he has been endorsed by Donald Trump, even though he did not support him, was never as loyal as, for example, Dr. Robert Newman, who...
Well, he's been a Democrat. He's actually been run for politics over and over again in Illinois. It's like, who is this guy? What kind of connections? Is he a lobbyist? What is he?
Yes, I'm sorry I got off the subject for a moment, but getting back to John Robert Bolton, this man has no scruples whatsoever. The way he allegedly treated his first wife, I don't see how he ever was able to get to where he was.
I do, because you can't get anywhere unless you're a devil. Let's just lay it all out here. Doesn't matter what country, whether it's Russia, China, or anywhere, unless you're in a secret order and you've got some luciferic kind of backing, and you're not only somewhat smart, but also twisted and evil, you're never going to get anywhere in politics, whether it's Brazil, Venezuela with Maduro, or Erdogan and Turkey. Unless you're an evil SOB, you're not going to make it. And the fact is, the people surrounding Trump tell me a lot about who Trump is. Yeah, he says he's going to do the good things. He's done good things with getting rid of the Title X stuff, going back to Reagan, to stopping the money for abortion, because he doesn't want to lose his Christian base. But when you actually look at him authorizing the 5G network back in January 8th, when you see him not taking that money that he got from the military and forcing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to build a wall, he doesn't need a new bill. Just start building the damn thing. If you want to improve immigration, you need to actually put it to our Congress that either they pass it or he's going to actually literally actively campaign against Republicans that won't support him in the Congress to do pass laws to get things fixed. And if they do eventually lose the House, either in 2018 or 2020, we're going to have a lame duck president with a Congress and Senate that will get nothing done in the next 5 to 7 years. China will emerge, Russia will emerge, and we'll have a proliferation of nuclear nations armed to the teeth with chemical, biological, and nuclear scalar weapons, and we're screwed. And the economy of America is phony. I mean, the fact that the unemployment only lasts 6 months, and after that you don't even statistically call it, so they say we're in a 17-year low, they're fiddling the statistics. It's like saying, you're not dead if it's 7 days after your funeral. It's like the same kind of BS, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not dead anymore. You're just in the ground.
Right. But getting back to the key issue, which we started talking about earlier, Kim Jong-un, if I were his advisor, I would not have advised him to attend the summit with Trump as long as... Bolton is his national security advisor.
Well, first off, I think that that's not going to work, and I'll tell you why. Trump obviously doesn't do that. He hasn't even fired Rosenstein or Sessions. And the fact that Bolton's in there, I think if the Sessions, if the Trump doesn't have the June 12th, everything's off the table, and the military hawks and the maniacs like Bolton will actually try to push the military button for a preemptive strike. If that happens, we're going to be dealing with the danger of not only North Korea releasing the 8,000 tube rockets on Seoul, we'll have the danger of a thermonuclear crisis with China. If you don't think that can happen, you're not paying attention. So I'm going to actually convert some of our recent talks and put them into video, and I'm going to attach them and send them to the president this weekend, to President Trump. Now, he needs to get a reality check. The people around him are fools, maniacs, and right-sided globalists. For example, John Bolton is a globalist tied to British intelligence and the international banking system that wants to continue the same foolish scams that are going on. I disagree on the other side, the left side, with the the LaRouche Foundation that basically backs China no matter what. They kind of absolve them, just like this Pope absolving everybody of being attacked by a priest and being turned into so-called homosexual by trauma. And the fact is this Pope needs to shut the hell up and retire from being a Pope. But the same thing, Trump is making himself useless to the right, because a lot of things he talked about in his election campaign he's not doing. And he could do. He already has the money from the military budget. And the Army Corps engineers, by the way, put up the initial wall after the bill that was passed in 2000, I think it was 6-7, by both Congress and both houses of Congress, the Senate, Republicans and Democrats. The fact is, he just needs to go ahead and start doing it. Plus, we need to actually have the president say, here's what I want in an immigration bill, and push the party to do it before the 2018 election. They need to do that. As far as what goes with Kim needs to know no deal means decapitation. He needs to know that whether John Bolton is there or not, and it kind of, in some way, should unnerve Kim to realize that Trump's not going to back off. And as far as the negotiating pawn, you got to understand, maybe Trump wants a maniac like that in there to scare the hell out of Kim to make sure that he does come to the table. That's why he pulled the negotiations against China, against our security concerns over stealing intellectual property and our supercomputers and AI, artificial intelligence, and trying to buy companies. China's in the big squeeze right now. And the fact that he's pulled back on these bills means, basically, if I don't come to a deal with North Korea, you, China, are done. I'm going to sanction against your four major big banks. I'm going to close down intellectual property. I'm going to stop American corporations from selling to you, and you're done. And once China doesn't have a theft of $600 billion of intellectual property and the ability to have our giant market, their whole civilization will fold, because their debt levels and their so-called inflated expansion of their economy is all based on killing America and killing the American economy. It's over. But I saw the same thing going on with big corporations like Microsoft. I had some problems with my computer, which is custom-made blue screening, so I contacted them. And when I talked to them, I got a lady in the Philippines. She referred me last night to a guy in El Salvador. And when I came back after half an hour, because he's working remotely to try to clean my computer up, it was blue screened again, and he was gone. So you got to understand the globalists like the Gates Foundation and Microsoft, and these globalists like PNAC documents like John Bolton, they don't want to solve any problems. Solving problems is anathema to them, isn't it? They don't want to actually have a safe, denuclearized the Korean Peninsula, and by the way, neither do the Chinese, because they're terrified that American ally read on the Yulan River scares the hell out of them, doesn't it?
Yes, or the Yalu River. But yeah. What I'm concerned about is we're moving very close to June 25th, which is the anniversary date for the start of the original Korean War. And I think there's sort of a mindset in Kim's military regime that basically is keeping that date in mind. And in all probability, if Kim does not come to the summit, it's going to be in part due to the fact that he's preparing to launch some type of...
We know the targeting of every one of these missile silo sites for these two rockets aimed at Seoul within artillery range. And anybody who's manning these is going to get hit with a nuke within seconds if there's no deal, if they launch anything toward America or toward our military bases in the Pacific. So the fact is Kim should start to realize he's playing with the dragon. If you look from space at America, including Alaska, the neck being, coming down from Alaska, anybody who messes with America, and they need to know that whether it's Trump is there or even Obama, and you push too far, bad things are going to happen. Now with Trump in there, and Trump is no wilting flower, I think actually he has John Bolton in there to scare the hell out of Kim so that he will come to the table and will get it done. I don't think he's doing it strategically because he believes Bolton is the smartest guy, knows everything.
Bolton is also scaring the hell out of the South Koreans.
But the South Koreans would lean over and take it in the butt. They're so stupid. This guy, Moon, is always smirking like, yeah, I got the North Koreans. He's talking to them and everything. I'm thinking, they want to take over South Korea. They don't want to meld and have a democratized North Korea where the leadership loses their power. No.
That's so true.
Kim wants to take over South Korea. They've stated this for decades. In fact, if you look at the names of the different places between the demilitarized zone, the North has always had the feeling of, hey, we're just going to take over the South.
Well, and take a good look at the North Korean flag. There's room enough for another star, which would symbolize South Korea.
Right, so you've got to understand, the only thing that Kim understands in his father and grandfather is force. And he's got force now. I don't agree that Bolton is the best guy to negotiate, but I think that Trump is actually, he's a game player. That's why he took off the negotiations on trade and industrial espionage by our cyber attacks on our country, including on our power grid, our airports, and everything by the Chinese. If you think the Russians are hacking a lot, and they do, and sometimes they do it as a proxy to hack for the Chinese and then hand over the technology to the Chinese. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I know that. I know this as a fact. So the fact is the Chinese are our chief major future enemy, and they're going to go down in flames because if they push hard because they get this 2025 plan, I guarantee you that the one who's going to emerge as the next, you would call industrial superpower, if you want to call it alternate to China, is India. India is going to emerge within the next 5 years with a much larger population, many more young people. The demographics, if you want to call it, the population in China are horrific. They're now talking about getting rid of their, two-child policy. They had a one-child, now they're going to get rid of two because the third child, if a woman gets pregnant, they actually abort them right up to the moment of delivery. And if a woman bleeds to death, tough luck. Now, they can't afford to lose women because they've got an excess of over 100 million Chinese men who have to get brides from Malaysia or Indonesia or Palestine. That's a fact. I mean, and they have more flesh. They're flush with a lot more money, but their civilization, I mean, they have like one grandson has to take care of our grandparents. And as the population ages, they're not going to be able to hold up their economy, are they?
No, they're not.
Another 10 years, they're done. And people don't understand that you can't screw with the demographics. That's why our fertility rate in North America is dropping because of our culture is against families. When you're against families, eventually you don't have enough young people to keep the civilization going, and the old parts can't do it because you get more and more retired people. I think the ratio in America in the next 20 years is going to get pretty bad. Now, I want to see the emergence of the elderly, which is elderly people that can still work, but they aren't going to just get a pension and work part-time at McDonald's. We're talking about a population where if there's not enough young people, you can't just immigrate them from other countries. You got to have families in America.
Yes. You know, quite often I hear you talk about artificial intelligence, and I hear other people talk about artificial intelligence. But I'll tell you, artificial intelligence is a long way from human intelligence, in my mind. And we need to do more about developing the human intelligence.
Exactly. Not only humans are able to take many inputs and so on and analyze it, we're also collectively an organism. Plus, we transcend the physical reality of time and space as well. Some serious things. I'm going to send some information directly to my channels through, because I have some channels to get directly through to Trump. Mark Taylor, who wrote the Trump Prophecy book, and his colleague who co-wrote it, she apparently is involved with a prayer group directly around Trump. I think a lot of these Christians around Trump are deceived by him. Now, I'd like to see that a lot of these things are substantive, like, for example, the Title 10 thing under Reagan that stopped federal money for abortions. But Trump's got to start moving on these other things pretty quickly. For him to not believe that North Korea could strike us or that North Korea is not a proxy of Russia and China, especially China, is stupid. For him to not protect our intellectual property, because the coming system isn't going to be used by weapons of mass destruction. It's going to be operational drones and robot warriors. And it'll be a cyber-kinetic system where the matrix and the control of cash and everything you do and say will be in this matrix system. In fact, I talked to my computer techie people a few weeks ago, and the last operation system that Microsoft is building is Windows 10. The next one is artificial intelligence. So you'll be, through your computer and your iPad and iPhone, interacting with a cyber person that'll literally try, eventually become superiorly intelligent to everything you know and do and everything else everybody else is doing, and you'll be in the matrix. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're a conspiracy theorist. That title was invented by the CIA to make sure you wouldn't ask questions to seek the answers. And that's why I challenge people, and they, you know, I don't get comers. And by the way, I want to put you on the spot because you're a very intelligent guy. I want you to ask me a question that you think you've never heard from anybody else, but needs to be answered, whether it's geopolitical or whatever, but maybe see a geopolitical issue. And the real spiritual nature of what we have, not only on the left side is globalists, but we've got right-sided globalists like John Bolton and even Bibi Netanyahu are members of the CFR. We have to understand this beast is not just a left-sided beast like Hillary Clinton and Hillary Elk. It's a right-sided beast as well. And some of these people parade around as being conservatives like Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin, but they belong to the same organization set up by Claire Boussalousse and others we talked about. Yeah, they're all neocons, and these people pretend to be really pro-American when they're not. They actually are pro-globalist.
Yes.
And they want to, and they want us to believe the, I call it, scamtastic lies that somehow they're really constitutional Americans and want return of constitutional law. We have no, even, this is the second year that Trump had to declare martial law, basically, since 1933. So we're in a state of martial law right now under even Trump.
Yeah. Dr. Deagle, I don't know what it will take to wake up the American people, at least wake up the Trump administration to the imminent danger we face right now. And
I know what will wake it up. When Kim Jong sends a missile, maybe we knock it out, maybe we don't. Maybe we see Sacramento blow up or some area. Maybe it'll miss the target because we don't know what targeting technology has. It's most likely that he's got collaboration using targeting systems and satellites from China, most likely, or Russia. By the way, that targeting technology was transferred under the Bill Clinton era through the Lockheed Martin Inter-Sputnik program in London Stock Exchange to make sure, not only with the satellite uplinks, which we permitted in Beijing and in Moscow, but it allowed them to have accurate targeting of U.S. cities down to matters of square meters, not square miles. And what people need to understand here is this is extremely dangerous that our globalists have armed the Russians at the end of the Second World War with nuclear devices. They've watched and actually overseen the proliferation of nuclear weapons through AQ Khan at Waziristan, at the Waziristan plant in northwest Pakistan. We know that the Chinese sold CCG missiles almost 30 years ago to the Saudi Arabians. So when the Saudis say they want to get nukes if Iran gets nukes, these people are playing games. They all want to get nukes. All of these different factions. And they'll have a hair trigger because they won't have a 20 or 30 minute launch on warning whether or not this is a real attack or not, whether it's an incoming asteroid or whatever. They got a 2 minute warning, And if they make a mistake, they're going to start a great big thermonuclear conflict. Because once it starts flying, everything's going to fly. And people don't get this. They don't understand. If Kim fires a missile at us, we're at nuclear war not only with China, but Russia. All right?
Yes.
That's a fact. Vladivostok is pretty damn close to North Korea, isn't it?
It's very close. What is it, about 75 miles away?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So if there's any radiation in North Korea, it's going to go blow over to Vladivostok.
Yeah. By the way, Vladivostok is no longer the official terminus for the Trans-Siberian Railway. They have another one because of the military infrastructure at Vladivostok. But it's still in very close proximity, and what people don't realize, the prevailing westerlies are going to carry that right across the North Pacific Ocean to Alaska, Canada, and the United States within a matter of...
We're in the tailpipe of any war that starts in Asia.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a very scary situation. And then you have someone like Bolton basically destroying all of the buildup to a possible summit in a very short period of time. You know,
I don't think Bolton's the primary issue. I'll just disagree, and I'll give you the reason why.
You have your right to disagree.
No, I'll tell you why I disagree. Bolton is a dangerous son of a bitch, okay?
Absolutely.
But I think Trump is actually playing with him, because Trump plays these games, okay? And some of them are kind of like crazy, but, you know, you're crazy like a fox. But the real issue is what you pointed out before. If you're going to start dealing with with North Korea, where he sees Bolton is particularly crazy. He knows that he was involved with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. When Gaddafi gave up his weapons and his intention to get nukes, we killed him. So he knows that with Hillary Clinton and with John Bolton, negotiating with America with the same kind of person is a very deadly thing to do. But what you really need is you need something to confirm that you're not going to have a war crimes tribunal. You're not going to go in there and start kind of killing off his generals or him. And remember, their economy is it's not just a matter of putting out a big carrot, you're going to get all wealthy. There's no point in being wealthy if you're dead.
That's right.
So the fact is, North Korea knows now, seeing Bolton, they go, holy Christ, I mean, this guy was there when they killed Muammar, and of course Saddam Hussein, which is, by the way, not Saddam, it was a Saddam lookalike that was 6 inches short. Remember, he had about six different lookalikes that were even plastic surgery induct in different mock-up castles around or establishments around Iraq, so that if somebody in the opposition killed him, they'd just kill a proxy, and the real Saddam Hussein was smiling, getting a hot rock massage. So you got to understand that these are very clever and very nasty people, and they're not easily pushed around. George Bush Sr. actually recruited Saddam Hussein on the streets of Baghdad as part of the Ba'ath Party. People, no, not the Bush family. Well, the Bush family involved with crimes and drugs, illegal drug trade, and so on. I mean, we went over this the other day on Behold a Pale Horse with William Cooper.
Yeah.
The reason why they killed him is because he just became such a liability with telling the truth. He knew a lot of ugly inside stuff, including the Bush family. They're a bunch of criminals.
You're talking about Gaddafi now.
Yeah, and Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. So obviously, Kim's not an idiot. He knows that the history is America doesn't negotiate and fare up, especially when you have people like Bolton involved. But the fact is, I think Trump is playing the game here. And Bolton's not really the main problem, because he's scary. The main problem is, I don't think Trump has put forward your plan, which is one to say, it's not just a carrot to make you wealthy, it's a carrot to say, we're not going to do like a German style after the Second World War war crimes tribunal and put you in prison or kill you.
And to your credit, Dr. Deagle, and I hope your listening audience is aware of this, you actually were one step ahead of me in terms of bringing out the fact that we don't want to have a military tribunal against Kim.
That's the main reason. That's the main thing. And especially when he sees how we dealt with the Libyan leader. Muammar Gaddafi kind of thought, oh, well, America's being nice to me. They're letting me take out my weapons. I'm willing to surrender. No, they kill him in the back of the truck. And, of course, Hillary Clinton says, we came, we saw, he died. Cackle, cackle, cackle.
Yes.
She's worried about making money in her books. She can make money in Hollywood by selling her cackle to Hollywood movies.
Well,
she's scary, man.
Or her movies.
Oh, my God. Honestly, and she, I mean, she's got this smirk on like a snake, and Jay said, a really juicy mouse. Damn it.
Well, I don't hear Bolton even hinting at our proposals at all, Dr. Siegel.
No, his proposal is, we're coming, we're going to kill you. If we do make a peace treaty, you're going to die. We might dangle the carrot of getting rich, but otherwise you're going to be dead.
It's a no-brainer.
Looking at actually a drudge here, and it says Saddam's super yacht winds up as a hotel. Isn't that wild? What people need to understand is when you actually put a negotiator like Donald Trump puts forward Lightning Bolton, I call him. You know, he should have a
John Bolton. Yeah,
I call him Lightning Bolton because he's like dangerous, and this guy's got a past history of somebody who's that's a Luciferian Roman sexual predator, dangerous globalist. You got to know that he's maybe trying to just scare the hell out of Kim, but he already has enough to scare. To be honest with you, he didn't need to add Bolton to his regime because what Trump's already said, I got a button on my desk and it works. I think that should have been enough. What he has to do is say, okay, we're going to use your special coal extracting technology like you've talked about previously, and there's newer ones using basically plasma centrifuge technology. But we're going to make you billionaires, and you'll have lots of Rolex watches and things to give away to your generals. We're not going to permit you to have nukes. But I think that Kim is actually going to try to come back and say, well, you need to denuclearize South Korea to take away your defenses from nukes. That's never going to happen. Not even under the wimpiest president will they get away with that. And we made a big mistake years ago by pulling the nukes 10 years ago under George Bush out of South Korea, which is stupid. And this current president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, this guy is an idiot. I mean, honestly, when I see the way he acts, it's like he acts like a rock star. He's just so pleased, like some kind of groupie, that he's got a chance to be on the stage with Kim or with the president. And, you know, you can tell he's nervous, but he's an idiot, okay? And he'll do anything to make sure that they even get some kind of deal that makes him at least look good, even if it doesn't make South Korea or the world safer. They have to completely denuclearize. We need to send a Delta Force with a nuclear team to strip apart everything. And it's like the stupid deal with Iran. They've had 400 visits in Iran. They haven't been on one military base. What kind of a deal do you hammer out with the president, which is not even a treaty? This is the abominator, this idiot, who is a closet, probably Shiite Muslim. What the hell kind of a deal? You don't go on a military base and make sure you're not building nukes or getting weapons. And you don't send a missile over toward Israel, these test missiles, when you read Hebrew, death to Israel, death to America. Gosh, we're going to make a deal with these guys? You know what kind of deal you make with bad criminals like MS-13 people? You make a deal of which grave spot you're going to stick their bones. You don't negotiate with them, you kill them. And I have a feeling that what Trump is doing here is he's actually setting himself up to fail on purpose so he can decapitate the regime and scare the crap out of the Chinese. Because I can't see why any rational man would put John Bolton in that position. If he knows even peripherally what this guy's like, I'm sure Trump is not an idiot. Why the hell would we do it? It doesn't make sense to me. Does it to you?
Well, it makes the same kind of sense that a communication sent by you and me have never arrived at the White House in the Oval Office.
Well, I have some contacts. I have a contact I'm going to work on this week, and I have a lady we've had on the show, actually, to set up a prayer group around the White House staff and so on, along with Mark Tatum, who co-wrote the book, The Trump Prophecies. Now, the guy that wrote is a firefighter, and he kind of obviously doesn't have broad geopolitical knowledge like yours or classified information like mine, but he's like a rah-rah, Trump's a pro-Christian, he's going to do all these good things. No, he's not. You know, at the very least, when you talk about folks in the family, I'm praying for Trump. I call him Trump Pinocchio. Right now, I consider him a wooden president that can go either way. He can become King Herod Agrippa, or he become a real-life Christian man. but I want to see the beef. When he has people like Bolton, he's clearly not putting Christian values forward in his administration. And although there's leaks going on, what I see is behavior that to me is a little bit concerning, you know. If you want to fix the immigration thing, put it to notice in the Congress, you're going to campaign specifically against Republicans that won't support you. And you push these laws, so the law puts the screen. If you're going to have an immigration bill, which some of these idiots in the Congress on the Republican side want to side with Democrats and give the Democrats control of the Congress, which is incredibly stupid, they want to just give the DACA kids a sure, but they're not going to deal with chain migration or illegal immigration or even people just overstaying visas. 60-70% of them are overstaying visas. They don't even cross the wall. They just overstay their visa. They come here as a student or they get a work visa and they just overstay it.
Right. Now, regarding Pinocchio, a lot of people forget that he was originally a marionette-type puppet with strings attached to him.
Right.
And then those strings became detached and he became almost human-like, and that's when he grew his nose because he realized that he could start thinking for himself, good or bad. And
The biblical definition of good and evil is something that's very much different than most Christians are taught.
Yes.
Most of what the devil does doesn't look ugly. People, that's shocking. You can't say that, Dr. Deagle. The devil always does ugly things. No, he doesn't, actually. Only about 2% of what the devil does looks ugly. Most people don't realize every government, every constitution on earth is luciferic. Every church on earth, including most of the Christians, most, not all of them, are luciferic, which means they believe in oppositional powers. The true definition of evil is to do what is right in your own eyes. It isn't to do, the only way to do good, as Jesus said, is to do God, which means if it's not God's will, by definition, if it even gets good outcomes and looks good, tastes good, smells good, it's evil. And people don't believe that. So if Trump is building the economy up and what he's done in his first phase of the economy, he's talking about phase two, he's repatriated money from transnational corporations, but they're coming here and they're buybacking their own stock. So 70-90% of the money isn't going in to expand production or hand it on to the public. No, no, no. Yeah, they got a big bonus to start with one time, but what's happening is basically repatriation of money from corporations that are coming back here to do business, but they're getting a lot of it tax-free, so it's blowing up the debt.
Yeah.
Right? I don't agree with what he did, okay? I just don't. Healthcare, he's fixing the drug plans, which should have been done decades ago, but you want comprehensive health, you have to do it in pieces. You can't do it all at once, and you certainly do not want what I call Bernie Sanders Claus socialized medicine, because then you get hangnail medicine at the speed of light, and you kill people when they get too sick or you don't want to invest the money to keep them alive.
Yeah, euthanization.
Right, so you got to understand, I worked in the Canadian system. I've talked to doctors that escaped the British system, which is even worse than Canadian. That's why they killed this little boy a month ago that the Pope even offered to give him Italian citizenship. You have to understand, innovative care dies, clinics die, doctors that do the right thing die, or just get burnt out or go out of business. The fact is, the state medical boards are a bunch of criminals running the situation. The lawyers are just like predatory beasts out there. 95-90% of their lawsuits are for single and small groups of doctors. The big guys with battalions of attorneys they don't touch because they don't want to deal with lawyers that'll fight them back, and they have to spend a fortune to fight them, and they're not going to win. So you have to understand what's going on with Trump, and I'm not impressed. If Trump doesn't respond when I get my letters and my contacts through my avenues, I'll let you try yours. I'm going to try mine now over the next few weeks. And I honestly think, as I said before on air, Trump, take this notice. You're going to listen to me now or you're going to listen to me later. And later means when we're both dead and you're in the judgment seats there and God's asking me questions and he's pulling Deagle over to say, Deagle, what did he say? Did he respond to you in John Spring when you tried to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula that wouldn't stop nuclear war? Which proliferates weapons, by the way, to Iran. People don't realize the worst thing that the North Korea is doing is weaponizing the hell out of Iran. That's guaranteeing. In fact, I tried to get Bill Salas back on the program. We had him on a few years ago. And it's a virtual guarantee that what's going to happen next is that Iran and western Iran, which is near the capital of media called Isfahan, where my ancestors were taken by the Medo-Persians 2,800 years ago, and my ancestor married the daughter of the king of the Medes and became the Naima family, blood descendants of Moshe, members of the Sanhedrin, and passed a prophecy down 2,000 years about the rise of a Mosaic prophet at the time of the end. That's me. And you need to understand what's going on here now. I'm telling you straight up, people, you need to get down your face and pray because our president's lost. He's a year and a half into his... He's running out of time here. And if he gets out of office either in 2020 or 2025 and hasn't fixed this, you can guarantee we're going to have a thermonuclear, biological, chemical war that's going to kill most people on the planet. So it's not a left-right thing. It's not even just an American thing. But America's the most powerful nation. We're the doorstop for the devil. If we don't get things right, the world is in dire straits. And if we don't denuclearize Iran and North Korea and stop the proliferation of weapons, even Maduro, this idiot that has a 75% disapproval rating, got reelected because he's a dictator there in Venezuela. They've decimated their economy. They've eaten all their pets. They're starving to death, and yet this fool is still in control. Oh, my God, and he's making deals with Russia and China. We're in the grips of a disaster of biblical proportions, literally, and people are asleep. Like, you're a conspiracy theorist, Dr. Deagle. John Spring, you think you know more than the advisors around Trump? Damn it, we do. Yep. And if he doesn't listen, it's going to get really ugly real soon, because I don't think this June 12th meeting is going to happen. And when it does fail, I think catastrophic things are going to happen this spring and summer.
All hell's going to break loose, Dr.
All hell is going to break loose if it doesn't fix, trade-wise and otherwise. That's why Gerald Celente said, crash is coming.
Were you born before this to improve your brain chemistry? Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.